Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg, because his comments this week are generating 431 comments on HN, which tells you something about how much the developer community has opinions about this. In an interview covered by Reuters, Zuckerberg acknowledged that AI agent development at Meta is going slower than he expected. This is noteworthy, not just because it's a rare public admission of timeline slippage from a major AI lab CEO, but because of what it implies about the broader industry consensus.
6 months ago, you had multiple major executives, not just Zuckerberg, but leaders at Google, Microsoft, and several frontier AI startups, suggesting that autonomous AI agents capable of executing complex multi-step tasks were essentially months away from widespread deployment. The reality has been considerably messier. We're seeing agents that can handle narrow, well-defined tasks with reasonable reliability, but the generalization problem, getting an agent to handle novel situations without requiring human intervention at every ambiguous step, has proven much harder than the benchmark results suggested.
The HN comment thread is having a pretty sophisticated technical debate about why this is the case. The dominant theory is that current transformer-based architectures are genuinely good at pattern matching on training data, but struggle with what you might call causal reasoning under uncertainty. Situations where the agent needs to understand not just what typically happens next, but what will happen given a specific novel configuration of constraints. Agents fail in production because real environments have edge cases that don't appear in training data, and the failure modes aren't graceful.
From a business perspective, Zuckerberg's admission actually matters for competitive dynamics. Meta has been positioning AI agents as a core part of their advertising and business messaging stack. If the timeline slips, that's a capability gap that competitors could exploit. But here's the thing. If this is hard for Meta with their resources, it's hard for everyone. This isn't a Meta-specific execution problem. It's a fundamental research problem that the entire industry is hitting simultaneously.
Which makes the second AI story today particularly interesting by contrast. GPT-5.6 Sol Ultra, which is apparently OpenAI's latest model in what's become a very granular versioning scheme, is being integrated into OpenAI's Codex product. This comes from a tweet by a researcher named Theo Satyo and picked up 309 points and 256 comments on HN. Codex, for context, is OpenAI's AI coding assistant platform, separate from the ChatGPT interface. Bringing their most capable model into that environment signals that OpenAI believes current model quality is sufficient for serious software engineering work.
And the HN reaction to this is pretty divided. On one side, you have people who've been using Codex in production workflows saying that each successive model upgrade has genuinely changed what they can delegate, not just code completion, but architectural decisions, test generation, and debugging workflows. On the other side, you have engineers who are deeply skeptical about whether model quality is the actual bottleneck. Their argument is that the integration layer, how the model understands your specific code base, your conventions, your constraints, is the harder problem, and throwing a more powerful model at it doesn't solve the context problem.
That debate connects directly to the controlled study we should cover next, because a team actually tested something adjacent to this question. The paper, "Does Code Cleanliness Affect Coding Agents?" used what they call a controlled minimal pair study, essentially taking pairs of functionally identical code that differed only in cleanliness and readability, and testing whether AI coding agents performed better on the clean version. The paper scored 143 points with 76 comments.
And the results are striking. The answer is yes. Code cleanliness does measurably affect coding agent performance. Agents were more accurate, required fewer correction iterations, and produced better integrated outputs when working with clean, well-organized code compared to functionally equivalent but messy code. This has a somewhat counterintuitive implication. The argument for code cleanliness has historically been about human readability and maintainability. Now you can add AI agent performance as a concrete, measurable benefit.
The HN thread was working through the implications for team practices. If you're running a development workflow where AI agents are touching your code base regularly, and increasingly teams are, then technical debt isn't just a human productivity problem. It's actively degrading the performance of your automated tools. That reframes the ROI calculation for refactoring work in a way that's easier to justify to a business stakeholder.
Now let's get to the AI education story, because I think it deserves more attention than it's getting in the broader press. A study out of Dartmouth and Utrecht University, published as a PDF and scoring 167 points with 103 comments, tested an AI tutor deployed in an actual university course, not a lab simulation. The measured learning gains range from 0.71 to 1.30 standard deviations compared to control groups.
To put those numbers in context, because they're only meaningful with context, education researchers consider an effect size of 0.2 standard deviations to be modest, 0.4 to be meaningful, and 0.6 to be large. Human one-on-one tutoring, which is the gold standard intervention in education research, typically achieves effect sizes around 0.6 to 0.8 standard deviations in controlled studies. This AI tutor is sitting at the upper end of that range and exceeding it in some measurements.
The HN comments are cautious for methodologically sensible reasons. Single course studies don't generalize. The specific subject matter matters enormously. Selection effects are hard to rule out. And there are legitimate questions about whether students who know they're being studied behave differently. But even accounting for all of that, if even a fraction of this effect holds up at scale across diverse subjects, the educational implications are substantial.
What's technically interesting is the mechanism. The study describes the tutor as providing Socratic dialogue rather than direct answers. It's asking students guiding questions that lead them to construct understanding themselves rather than just transferring information. That aligns with decades of constructivist learning theory, and the question has always been whether that kind of individualized Socratic engagement was economically feasible at scale. The answer might be approaching yes.